Good morning, and welcome to the Redeemer's Refuge radio broadcast, brought to you by Redeemer Lutheran Church, 1 Deer Walk Lane in Charleston, a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Redeemer Lutheran Church, help, hope, and home in the body of Christ. The psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. This speaks to the hope God gives us amid the struggles of life. When life storms blow around us, our Redeemer, Jesus, gives refuge in the mighty fortress of our God. We pray this broadcast will remind you of that beautiful truth today.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and King, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know we live amid so many dangers that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our gospel lesson for this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. When Christian Herter was governor of Massachusetts, he was running hard for a second term in office. One day, after a busy morning chasing votes and no lunch, he arrived at a church barbecue. It was late afternoon, and Herter was famished. As Herter moved down the serving line, he held out his plate to the woman serving chicken. She put a piece on his plate and turned to the next person in line. Excuse me, Governor Herter said. "Do you mind if I have another piece of chicken?" "Oh, sorry," the woman told him. "I'm supposed to give one piece of chicken to each person."
"But I am starved," the governor said.
"Sorry," the woman said again. "Only one to a customer." Governor Herter was a modest and unassuming man, but he decided that this time he would throw a little weight around. "Do you know who I am?" he said. "I am the governor of this state."
"Do you know who I am?" the woman said. "I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Move along, mister."
Yes, funny, especially considering the recent and regular political shenanigans many of our elected officials can't seem to quit. But political mischiefs aside, our gospel lesson today confronts us with the question of just who has the power and authority over and in our lives. Or maybe put this way, to what voice or voices do we hear and heed in our lives? On the heels of Jesus' recruitment of fishermen to join his mission to save the world, Mark tells us that they went to Capernaum
And immediately on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. Now, like other pious Jews, Jesus joined the community in corporate worship on the Sabbath. And as we walk through the Gospel of Mark, we find that he tells us more about what Jesus did than what he taught. Nevertheless, the reaction of Jesus' opponents to his teaching still plays a large role in Mark. In fact, as they more and more hear his voice, their outrage grows, and by chapter 3, they are already looking to kill him. So, Mark tells us that Jesus taught with authority. Jesus is the voice of authority. Note that Jesus never says, "Thus saith the Lord," as he teaches. People heard his teaching, and it stood on its own. The scribes, well, and pastors for that matter, have derivative authority as we teach on the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. Jesus, the living word, is the voice of authority. And his voice is causing a stir, not only among the scribes and Pharisees, but among the powers and principalities too. Jesus, in his declaration that the kingdom is at hand, is taking the battle to Satan and his fiendish and fatuous fiefdom. Mark describes this early skirmish. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. Just as Jesus faced Satan immediately after his baptism, so also here a demon-possessed man meets him at the beginning of his teaching ministry. Jesus gives the command to be silent, and so his voice both neutralizes the demon's attempts to oppose him and prevents his identity as the Messiah from becoming too public too soon. And so exorcisms, common in Mark's gospel, reveal Jesus' identity and power. They reveal the voice of the one with authority. Here I am reminded of the popular television reality show, The Voice. We hear about the contestants and the trials and travails of their lives to get to a moment where they can sing with all the gusto their voices can manage. They sing with passion, and then hope. Hope that one of the judges will punch their button and call them worthy, so to move on in the process toward fame and fortune. And by the way, the judges have their back to the contestants, judging them only by their voices. And then the process moves to the votes of the viewers to determine the winner. How nerve-wracking. For us, beloved, when we participate in the spiritual disciplines of prayer, the study of God's Word, the sacraments, and even when we share our faith and bring the voice of Jesus to others, we disturb Satan's erstwhile fiefdom. We cling to the voice of Jesus because the voices of the world, our flesh, and the devil work to keep us from living under God's gracious rule. And we do not have to rely on a popular vote. Knowing us better than we know ourselves, Jesus, the voice of authority, says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish." Now, to me, that is amazing. The authority of Jesus' word, his voice, establishes an intimate relationship with his people, an intimate and caring relationship meant for us to share far and wide. And so, too, the people of Mark's day, as he tells us, that they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Jesus' authoritative teaching and power over the unclean spirits create an immediate stir among those beholding him in the early days of his ministry in Galilee. Today, we often see the same thing. People continue to be interested in and even amazed by Jesus' teaching, and yet many fail to depend on him for life and salvation. By the power of his authoritative word and spirit, however, others are indeed brought into saving faith and life. And more, Christ calls all sinners to himself and promises them rest. He is eager that all people should come to him and allow themselves to be helped. He offers them himself in his word and wants them to hear it and not to plug their ears or neglect and despise the word. Furthermore, he promises the power and working of the Holy Spirit and divine assistance for perseverance and eternal salvation, so that we may remain steadfast in the faith and gain eternal salvation. Amen. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Amen. Let us pray. God of heaven, you send the gospel to the ends of the earth and your messengers to every nation. Send your Holy Spirit to transform us by the good news of everlasting life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for giving us a brief moment of your day. Our prayer and hope is that the message of the good news of Jesus Christ will have a positive impact for you as we at Redeemer Lutheran Church endeavor to be help, hope, and home in the body of Christ for all whom we meet. We invite you to come and receive the Lord's blessing through word and sacrament as we gather on Sunday mornings at 10:45 for our worship service. We're located at 1 Deerwalk Lane, just off the Paula Road exit on Corridor G. You can find us on the web at RedeemerWV.org and on Facebook at Redeemer Lutheran Church WV. Thank you, and may God bless your day.